Well, I hope everyone's doing well on this March 14th of 2024. Yeah, can't believe we're in March. And the United States civil flag of peacetime, which is, you know, the reason I'm putting this in, because I do have people say, oh, that's not the American flag, or what, you know, whatever. I feel like, yes, actually, it really is. The reason you've never seen it is because we've never really been in peacetime. By now, you should know that, right? Does it look like we're in peacetime ever? When has there been a peacetime? When has there even been peace on Earth? You know? I guess only after Jesus comes back and we have 1,000 years. But, no, really. I mean, if you think about it, when has there ever been peace? But this is the actual true flag that they made up a long time ago, way back. That depicts, you know, that's we the people that, you know, they're supposed to work for. But, you know, does anyone think that they work for we the people? Yeah, I don't think so. None of them. As soon as they get there, they all of a sudden they don't work for us anymore. Did you notice that? Or somehow they forget what they went there for, or they start talking a different tune. Now, the guy from Colorado, Republican, you know, he just stepped down, you know, and you know what? Can you blame the guy? I mean, whether you agree with the man or not on some of the issues, see, this is the thing, what it is to be an American, right? You don't have to agree with everything somebody says, but the point is, if you're a conservative or whatever, you're not going to, you know, when you see how corrupt everything is, who would even want to be there? I mean, if you think about it, so maybe you think somebody, yeah, no wonder. That's why you only see a lot of, you know, here and there when they only have 4 years and that's it. They don't want to do it again. There's a clue for you. Yeah, maybe we'll do the jig there because, yes, I'm Irish and good at pointing things out. Well, that's a true statement. Except for the one that says about the luck of the Irish. I don't know about that. somebody else got that one in my family. but that one about pointing out the obvious, that's 100% true. And here's another one that, you know, look, this is a sensitive subject. I don't know why people get so bent out of shape. This is a true thing, you know. Slavery in any form is bad. Of course, for anybody, anywhere. But I just wanted to throw this in because, you know, whenever it says wherever they rebelled about the Irish white slaves, okay, or even disobeyed in order, they were punished in the harshest ways. Slave owners would hang their human property by their hands and set their hands or feet on fire as one form of punishment. They were buried alive and had their heads placed on pikes in the marketplace as a warning. Well, that sounds familiar. You know, that sounds like the Vlad the Impaler type of thing. If you're not familiar, go check that out. You know, or, you know, it's sickening, right? Or the satanic ritual abuse people. That sounds real familiar too, doesn't it? I mean, you know, it's sickening. And the first Irish slaves imported into the American colonies were 100 white children in 1619, 4 months before the arrival of the first shipment of black slaves, okay? Now, people can argue all they want about this. You know, then there's people on, you see them, oh, indentured servants. Well, guess what? Whatever terminology you want to use, that's what indentured servants, that's also slavery. Just like it's a fact that Americans are a slave to the tax people, right? We're all overtaxed. That was the whole reason we became a country. Way back, basically, it was about freedom, anti-slavery, and no, these high taxes. I mean, that's the truth. And plenty of people, you know, saved people's butts who were white people. I mean, people who don't know, like, for example, the Republican Party was started by blacks to prevent slavery. I mean, that's a fact, too. I mean, you know, you think about how hard they worked when a whole bunch of people go over to a whole nother party that voted. They wanted to continue the slavery. Okay. Not the Republicans. When a whole bunch of people, how they got them to go over to the other side, And for the ones that voted, you know, you can go check that out, everybody, that they 100%, the Democrats voted to keep slavery. I'm talking about, you know, but, you know, here I'm showing you about the white slavery, which, you know, it doesn't matter what your black background is, what anything, where you come from, what your nationality was, what your relatives, wherever. At one time or another, if you, this is why, look, they cover up history, okay? There are so many reasons why they cover up history. Because if you find out real history, then guess what? You can't use those as voting excuses anymore, can you? I mean, you know, they've got this thing packed down really tight far as the lies that everybody has learned. I'm not kidding. I mean, you know, because think about this and how diabolical it all is. When you can lie about all these things that you think people care about, or you make people think that they should care about it. Because, you know, like my generation, I would say it was the last one we grew up. People didn't talk about stuff. People didn't get uptight about all this stuff. You know, of course, here and there did you come across, but I'm talking about now. You get a lot of young people. Oh my goodness, you can't understand what the gripes are about. They'll talk about that, and you're like, you didn't even grow up with that type of thing. It is really bizarre what has gone, because the brainwash. They, you know, we know they do it to get votes too, but that's the sad thing. If you go back to our country's founding and you understand, it's a fact. This is not an opinion. This is a fact about the Republican Party that was started. It was an anti-slavery party, and there were a lot of blacks in that started it, and how they all got over to the Democratic side, because it's all diabolical, everybody. Except now, I'm sad to say, this is the sad thing for me, is that I don't think we can trust any of them, because unfortunately they've infiltrated. I mean, look at how many people went over to the Republican side in the last, like, say 10 years, okay? And you know it's true. They go, oh, I'm changing my affiliation to Republican. So what? So what? Big whoop. That's like saying, oh, I'm going to, you know, that's like the cheater saying, I'm going to change my bed sheets, and you're already on to the next person in another bedroom. Okay. I mean, this is ridiculous how they, you know, how they operate. They're just, you know, I think this is the thing that I've, you know, noticed. I mean, it's a good thing, but it's a sad thing. It's a very sad thing that, how many people, I think, have finally woken up to, regardless of some of their stupidity of some of the reasoning, or let's say not being able to reason about certain things, but have, you know, figured out that they just lie, that it doesn't really matter. I mean, that's why I think you see the man from Colorado leaving. Because, you know, it's almost like, hey, a house divided, it's against itself cannot stand, right? Okay, well, Lincoln said that, but also it's in the Bible, right? The Lord said that, because that's what's been going on, okay? That's what's been going on. And then I just want to put this in here about the crazy weather and signs, that this mystery, I just, you know, happen to see this, mysteries of the Bible's, you know, content, but what they put here about, you know, shocking signs about the red signal. But the reason I want to put this is because, you know, I always mention to you periodically about, you know, Roger from Mud Fossil University, my friend Roger there, who always gives you the truth, or tries to. I mean, of course, do we all make mistakes? Yeah, but then you admit to them, right? But you don't just keep on going on with the lies. But he talked about this a year ago, and that's why I'm putting this in, that you can go into my links. You know, I have him, a section that has mud fossils and some other information. He's, a lot of his videos are in there about, you know, this ominous red signs signal unpleasant things to come. This is a very bad thing, everybody. And he, you know, he had, like I said, he had put this in over a year ago, because he has other videos on it. But that this other one just recently put that, and the picture looks almost identical, because that's what it is. I mean, I'm not going to go into this. You can go watch if you want to know about that. It's not a good sign. He explains to you what that's all about, you know, and that the earth is in a turmoil, that, you know, the earth is actually destroying itself. I mean, you know, that's why I'm saying, you know, if you know, people want to sit there and talk all day about politics. Hey, you go to talk all day to your heart's desire about all of these politicians who I think you can see that they're no good. And probably have bunkers already. You know, I've told you about that. But, you know, they're not the real top people that run anything. They're just the puppets for them all, okay? That's why they don't care. And most of them can't open their mouth and do anything truthful, because a lot of them have the goods on these people, because they all are a bunch of creeps, perverts, pedophiles. And like I said, the ones that probably aren't, well, they don't want to be there, okay? That's why a lot of them leave, or they don't run again, or they're just stumped, you know what I mean? And then, of course, this is another sign. I think he even talked about this in one of his videos. But, you know, when you see this oarfish, okay, that's a known thing, that, you know, like what you call it, an old wives' tale. But that's a true thing, that the oarfish, you know, now this was just seen in the Philippines just past February 2024, okay, like a couple, 2-3 weeks ago. Is a sign. It's always been a sign of earthquakes or big earthquake. Not a good sign again. It's not. And of course, yeah, do we see earthquakes? There's tons of earthquakes under the ocean, but this is a really bad sign of something big, like a big type of, I mean, this oarfish, I couldn't fit the whole picture in here. It's pretty big. Pretty big. But there's been other sightings. And then, you know, I have some in my Awakening Links about in the Keys here in Florida, of all these strange fish that they're just acting weird, dying, going in circles. It kind of reminds you of, you know, the animals are going in circles. You know, that's why I put this, okay? In case you don't know, I'm sure some of you do know, I want to remind you that, you know, down below in my show notes and the links that, you know, or go on any of my channels, which I always put on the end so you know where they are, or, you know, wherever. I have tons of places. For, you know, I have the America First Awakening links, okay, which what that is it's like weekly. I change them daily. But I put in there some kind of pertinent information to things. But then, you know, I have tons and tons of playlists. I have so many playlists because, you know, after all, I can't post a video on YouTube. That's the only thing I like about YouTube, like, you know, playlists and all that, because the other platforms don't have that. They don't. I mean, you know, they do actually have a lot of good things on that platform, except that you can't post anything if you want to. If you want to tell the truth, you can't post anything. I mean, I could push the send button and they're ready to take it off. So, you know, but I do have extra counts. Now, I might try that coming up if I, you know, the point is then you got to read over what you can say. I don't like something like that. What I can say, what I can't say. I really can't do that. Okay. I don't want to sit there and have to worry about. I'm amazed some of the things that they take people's videos off for. It's gotten worse than ever on YouTube. And what they, they tell people that's going to hurt somebody's feeling. I mean, what is all that? Oh my God, talking about the most anti-American platform or whatever you want to call it that ever was. I mean, and, you know, of course, who runs YouTube? Wojcicki and all of the weirdos that they, you know, friends with Zuckerberg or Zyborg or, you know, whatever it is, okay? Who's building, by the way, the most humongous bunker there out in, Hawaii, where they had the fires and things, you know? Oh, wow. clear the way, everybody. Let's build bunkers. But anyway, you know, it's really sickening, right? But, you know, believe me, I told you about that, about this bunker situation. They were building those back in, like, the early 90s even, and further back. I mean, further back. But there was, you know, a lot of these so-called Hollywood people who sold off their properties. But if you, you know, you can go do the research, okay? But who's going to do it? But believe me when I tell you, this is a known thing. I have videos on that, but, you know, where they sold off a whole, you know, whole bunches of properties. Because I think, you know, when you need extra money to build things, you know, because these things are expensive. I mean, they have cities. I think sometimes people get the wrong ideas about these bunkers, you know. They think that they're just like some kind of, think of it like this. It's basically like a city above the ground, okay? But underneath the ground, it's a city like that. But with, you know, the bunkers are their your neighborhoods, okay? So you've got the suburbs, right? They're like the connected to these underground cities. These people have their own dwellings, okay? And, you know, whatever. I'm not going to go. But, you know, I've told you about that as far as I personally believe some of these big people, the people that you've probably never seen, you've never seen them, but they, you know, the ones that pull the strings behind the scenes, the top of the top elite that they call them, that, you know, it's amazing that this small group of elitists can do all this damage, isn't it? It's really sick. But the thing is, you know, then people say, well, how do they get away with all this? Because society is unraveling all over the world. I think that, I mean, I don't see how anybody doesn't see it. There's drugs everywhere. People are strung out. But not everybody on the street is, you know, people are under the assumption all these people are on drugs. No, there's tons of homeless people who used to have good jobs and homes and families. And some of them are living in motels because, you know, they're just barely getting, they're doing it because, you know, they have children and maybe one of the other partner ran off or something and they have to have some kind of, you know, like, They can only afford to stay in like a motel or something. This is ridiculous. You know, there are so many problems. You know, I put those links in too. And, you know, the thing is, I mean, there's no end to what you can put in. And all the criminal activity, all the sick stuff. I mean, there's an uptick of weird and crazy types of crimes. I mean, of people killing their children or spouse or family member, but for no reason. There's no, I mean, not that there's ever a good reason, but, you know, a lot of times you have a crime of passion or whatever. This is just like, it's sick. I mean, you just can't even put it into words, but I have those in the links too. Like I said, I have many playlists that I just wanted to quickly go over because people don't know that, you know, I have that, like I said, with Mud Fossil, okay, and many other people that talk about the Planetary X system also as well. I mean, when you find out what the Earth really is, everybody, that, you know, like, it says that was in the Dead Sea Scrolls and the Nag Hammadi and all that, but Jesus said, you know, the earth is like a carcass. Well, it is. It is. That's why when you learn about, you know, these mud fossils, if you take the time, I mean, let me tell you, take a few hours it'll probably be more than a few hours on a weekend and watch some of that with the mud fossils. It'll blow your mind. Okay. You will understand. When you understand, not only do you understand, you know, like that, what, let's just say this, what they said on the 1-7 information, everybody, okay? What they put on the 1-7, okay? And then you combine all of that information with the mud fossil and then many other things, okay? You understand why they cover everything up and how sick it all is, and that when you come to this conclusion of what's going on now, you understand that they don't care, that we're at the end of it. I think where's, you know, not much is going to be done. I think why they're sparring and keeping you busy with the biggest ugly show that ever was, that they're just doing what they want to do, building, hiding, going, whatever they're doing, while we're what? I mean, people are telling you to prep up, but a lot of people are, you know, they're, you know, just sticking their nose in the air and like, oh, well, okay, but guess what? When SHIT hits the fan, you're not going to be able to come to their house because I don't think they're going to appreciate it. And it's a really sad thing. People should get, you know, get with it. Okay. So anyway, everybody, I hope you're going to have a really good day. I'm working on with this comet and this eclipse thing that's coming. I'm going to put a video out on that because there's some important information on that. And like I said, go back to my links. Go study some of these things. Forget listening to the fake politicians. Okay. You need to go back and really start. That's what, when you start digging into what I give you and those playlists and things, you'll understand it. I mean, you'll just like forget it already. Not that you don't care about your country, but it gives you an explanation as to why nobody's doing anything about anything. I think they're just keeping everybody busy while they're doing other things. They've been doing other things for a long time. And that goes around the world, not just here. So anyway, God bless all of you. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you later.
It's all you've got to just be strong. And it's a fight just to keep it together, together. I know you think that you are too far gone, but hope is never lost. Hope is never lost.
You're gonna be okay.